奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
主耶稣借着启示录的七教会，告诉我们教会所发生的种种问题。
Through the seven churches in the book of Revelations, the Lord Jesus has revealed to us, the various problems, that may be faced by the church.
那主叫我们要成为这些问题的得胜者。
And the Lord tells us to be victors, or to be victorious over these problems.
那我们直接来谈最后一间，也就是第七间教会老底家教会。
We are going to take a look at the last church, and that is the church of Laodicea.
老底家教会面对什么问题呢？
What was the problem that was faced by the church of the Laodiceans?
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
15-16.
Let's read verses 15-16. Verse 15. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot.So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
这是老底家教会的第一个问题。
This was the first problem of the church of the Laodiceans.
他们的信仰状态好像温水，不冷也不热。
Their spiritual state was like lukewarm water, neither cold or hot.
他认为这种的状态不要紧。
And they felt that this state was acceptable.
但是主耶稣说，
But the Lord Jesus said,
你既然好像温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
所以这是一个严重的问题，也关乎到生命的问题。
This was a serious problem concerning one's life.
其实按照我们的经验，温水是最适合喝的。
In fact, in according to our experience, lukewarm water is the most acceptable temperature for drinking.
你喝到太热的或者是太冷的，你立刻就会把它吐出去。
If the water was too hot or too cold, you would have immediately spit out the water.
喝到温水，你怎么会吐出去呢？
Now, why would you spit out the water that is lukewarm?
原来老底家城的河水，它是来自不远的希拉波利城的温泉。
The river that is passing through the city of Laodicea actually came from a spring not too far away.
那这个温泉的热水流到老底家的时候啊，已经渐渐变成温水了。
And the water that flowed from there, when it reached Laodicea, would become lukewarm.
那它在流到下面的哥罗西城的时候，已经变成冷水了。
And by the time it reached further downstream to the city of Colossae, it would be cold.
所以当时流行这样的一句话。
And therefore there was a phrase that was very popular then.
希拉波利的热泉水有医疗的作用。
They said that the water from this particular hot spring has medicinal effect.
哥罗西的冷泉水有提神的作用。
And the cold water from Colossae could refresh you.
唯有老底家教会的温泉水让人家倒胃口。
But the lukewarm water from the city of Laodicea makes one want to spit it out.
因为这个温泉水它还是仍然带着许多的硫磺的味道。
Because this water from this hot spring still carried with it the taste of sulfur.
那你需要经过一番的处理，然后你才可以喝的。
You needed to treat it before you could even drink it.
那如果你没有经过处理，你就拿起来喝，那真的你一喝到立刻就会把它吐出去了。
But if you didn't treat the water and immediately drank the lukewarm water, you would have spat it out immediately.
所以主耶稣在这里说的不冷不热，不是指这一个水的热度，而是指这个水的品质。
And therefore, being neither hot nor cold did not refer to the temperature of the water, but rather to the quality of the water.
所以主耶稣说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
And therefore, Jesus said, I could wish you were either cold or hot.
主耶稣巴不得人家热心啊，但是怎么主耶稣会巴不得人家冷淡呢？
Of course, the Lord Jesus would want to be zealous. Why would Jesus want to be cold?
所以这里是说热的泉水是有用的，冷的泉水也是有用的。
And what Jesus meant was that the hot spring water as well as the cold spring water were useful.
但是不冷不热的温泉水是没有用的，那就是被要吐出去的。
But the lukewarm water from the hot spring was useless. It was to be spat out.
其实老底家教会的信徒都是很有用的。
In fact, the believers from the Church of the Laodiceans were useful.
他们都很有才干的。
They were very talented.
你看他们是那么样的富足，富足到什么都没有缺乏。
In fact, they were so rich that they lacked in nothing.
这真的是不容易的。
It's not an easy feat.
我们每个人都想要富足啊，我们每个人都想样样都有啊，但是你能够吗？
All of us want to be rich. All of us want to be lacking in nothing. But do you have the capability to be rich?
普通的富足可以啊，但是你要达到那一种一无所缺真正的富足啊，那你真的需要一种特别的才干，你才能够那么快发大财啊。
You might have some savings, but in order to be so wealthy that you have need of nothing,Then you need capability to be so rich.
所以他们在世界上真的是很有用的，很有才干的。
And therefore they were indeed very talented people in the world.
但是很可惜的，他们的有用只是用在世界，却不是用在主的教会。
But it was a pity that they made use of their talents in the world, but they did not apply their talents in the church.
他们对这个世界愿意付出那么样的多，但是对主的教会却不愿意付出。
They were willing to put in so much effort into this world, but not for the Church of God.
对社会那么有贡献，但是对教会却一无贡献。
They contributed so much to the society, but they contributed nothing to the church.
如果他们不是主的儿女，当然没有话说。
If they were not the children of The Lord, then of course, this was acceptable.
世界的儿女当然是爱世界，服务世界啦。
Of course, the children of the world will serve the world.
那你做主的儿女却不愿意服侍主的教会，那你说什么主的儿女呢？
Okay, but if you are the Lord's children, you ought to serve the Lord's church.
所以主耶稣责备他们。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus rebuked them.
如果你再继续这样的不冷不热，对主教会一无贡献一无帮助，我要把你吐出去，我不承认你了。
If you are still so lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, then I will spit you out.
我们请看马太福音的25章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
25. 30节。
Verse 30. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. Verse 30. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣称这个领一千银子的仆人为无用的仆人。
The Lord Jesus classified the servant who received one talent as the unprofitable servant.
其实他是有用的，所以主人才给他一千两银子去用。
In fact, he ought to be a profitable servant, which is why the master gave him one talent.
但是他却不用，他把它埋在地里面。
But he did not use the talent, he buried it in the ground.
连最简单、最基本的，把这个钱放在那个兑换银钱的人那里生一点的利息，赚一点利息的钱，他都不愿意这样做。
In fact, he could have done the easiest thing, which is to put money with the bankers to earn some interest. But yet, he was unwilling to do this most simple task.
所以主耶稣不但骂他是无用，主耶稣骂他还是又饿又懒的仆人。
In fact, the Lord Jesus did not just label him as unprofitable. The Lord Jesus said that he was a lazy and wicked servant.
那主耶稣把他丢在外面，在那边他就哀哭切齿了。
And the Lord Jesus threw him into the outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这是主耶稣给我们一个警告。
This is a warning by our Lord Jesus.
我们都是有用的，所以主耶稣拣选我们。
We are all useful, which is why the Lord Jesus has chosen us.
但是我们是不是愿意给主用呢？
But are we willing to be used by the Lord?
我们承认我们不是特别有用。
Of course, we have to admit that we are not especially talented.
但是我们却不要做完全无用的人。
But let us not be a completely useless person.
我们自己限度，我们要用我们的时间来侍奉神，来敬拜神，来聆听主的教训。
At the very least, we should make use of our time to serve the Lord, to worship Him, and to listen to His word.
我们最低限度要关心教会，为教会的事情来祷告。
At the very least, we ought to be concerned for the church, to pray for the matters of the church.
这在神的眼中，你就是一个最基本的一个有用的人。
And in the eyes of God, this is very basic and fundamental. And if you do these things, you are considered a profitable servant.
这不单不管是一个多么少年的孩子，或者多么老年的老人，都可以轻易做到的事情。
And this is something that can be done by a young child as well as an old brother.
所以我们应该尽我们最简单、最基本的责任。来服侍主的教会。
And therefore we ought to put in our time and effort to fulfill at least this fundamental responsibility.
那么进一步我们可以按照主耶稣给我们的恩赐来服侍教会。
And if we take a step further, we ought to make use of the talents that God has given each and every one of us to serve the church.
不管在台上或者是台下的。
Whether on the pulpit or below the pulpit.
或者是在教会里或者是在教会外的。
Whether within the church or outside the church.
不管是在传福音的或者是在牧养访问的
whether in areas of evangelism or in areas of pastoral,
或者是在钱财上来奉献
or in matters of offerings.
我们知道神给我们哪一些才干，我们在哪一方面更有能力。
We ourselves know where we are more talented, where our gifts are.
那我们就应该尽我们这一份的力量。
Then we ought to put in effort in those areas.
因为主耶稣说。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us,
我多给谁，我就要向谁多要。
I will require more from those of whom more has been given.
我们的主是公义的。
In fact, our Lord is righteous.
他知道他给了我们多少。
He knows how much He has given us.
你也不能够欺骗的。
You cannot deceive Him.
是你自己知道你从神那边领受了多少。
You yourself know how much you have received from the Lord.
这是你忘记了主的原则。
But you have forgotten the Lord's command.
多给他。我要向他多要。
To those who have been given more will be required of them.
所以我们不必向人家来比较，但是我们却必须在主的面前尽我们的一份的力量。
Of course, we should not compare ourselves with other people, but we should do our utmost before the Lord.
不要像老底家教会一样。
Let us not be like the church of the Laodiceans.
把主赏赐给他的能力，他的生命只是用在世界，但却不是用在主的教会。
To make use of their life and their talents in the world.But not in the church of God.
他们的第二个问题是什么？
What was their second problem?
我们读十七节。
Let us read verse 17. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
他们的第二个问题就是他们的信仰状态是自以为富足。
Their second problem was that they themselves reckoned that their spiritual state was a good one or a rich one.
在物质方面他们的确是富足的。
From a physical viewpoint, they were indeed rich.
当时的老底加城啊是一个商业跟金融中心。
The city of Laodicea was in fact a financial and economic center.
对整个小亚细亚来说是最富裕的一个城市。
It was one of the richest city in Minor Asia.
在主后六十一年
in AD 61,
当时发生了一个大地震
,there was a great earthquake,
附近的好几个城都一样的被毁灭了，被倾倒了。
There were a few surrounding cities that were destroyed.
以弗所教会啦，撒底教会啦，以弗所城啦，撒底城啦。
The city of Ephesus and as well as the city of Sardis.
他们都没有能力来重建他们的城。
Both these cities did not have the financial capability to rebuild the damage.
所以他们是要求政府的资助，罗马政府的资助。
And therefore they requested help from the Roman government.
可是老底加城不需要。
But the city of Laodicea did not require help from the Roman government.
他们就出钱出力，而且很快的就重建了老底加城，而且比以前更大更漂亮。
In fact, they poured in the money and the time, and they rebuilt the city bigger and more beautiful.
连罗马的历史家记录这件事情的时候啊，都特别称赞老底加城是我们附近众城的一个模范。
And the Roman historians, when they recorded this incident,even praised the city of Laodicea as a model city.
所以老底加 教会也以为他们的确是这样的富足。
And therefore, the members in the church of Laodicea also thought that they were rich spiritually.
那主耶稣也承认，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。你说的没有错。
And the Lord Jesus also reckoned that they were right in saying that I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
在今生来说，老底家教会的确是一无所缺。
With regards to the matters of this life, they were really in need of nothing.
但是在永生里面
，But with regards to eternal life,
主耶稣说，你却是一无所有的，你是赤身。瞎眼贫穷的。
The Lord Jesus says, in fact, you have nothing. You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
你要追求今生的富足呢，还是你要追求永生的富足？
Would you want to pursue wealth in this life or wealth in the life to come?
如果你要追求今生的富足，可以。
If you seek to be rich in this life,
我建议你先追求永生的富足。
I would suggest that you first seek to be rich in the eternal life.
你得到永生的富足了。
When you have received riches in the eternal life,
那么你可以来追求今生的富足 ，enjoy 一下。
Then you can seek riches in this life to enjoy yourself.
不过，按照我所知道的
，but from what I know.
那些追求永生富足的人根本都轻看了今生的富足，你叫他去 enjoy， 他就说哎呀晒黑啦。
People who seek riches in the life to come will look lightly upon riches in this life. They will not want to pursue riches in this life.
他们就好像亚伯拉罕一样。
They will be like Abraham.
他们是财主啊，他们是有大势力的。
They were rich people. They had power.
你看当敌人把罗德抓去的时候
，and when the enemies took Lot captive，
你看他带了318个兵，仆人啊，家丁啊，去追赶，打胜他们，把Lot抢回来。
Abraham brought along 318 trained servants from his household, to deliver Lot。
你就可以知道亚伯兰并不我们想象当中那可怜的阿伯啊，只是住帐篷流浪汉。
Let's not imagine Abraham to be a poor old man who lived in a tent，
连一个固定的地方都没有。
Where he couldn't even afford to stay in a fixed place。
你看我们的罗德啊，他多么本领啊，他住在索多玛的大城里面啊。
If you take a look at Lot, it would seem that he was very capable. He stayed in a big city, in a house.In a big city in Sodom.
事实上，亚伯拉罕大有财力，大有势力。
In fact, Abraham was very rich and very powerful.
但是他甘愿听神的话，过住帐篷的生活。
But he was willing to listen to the word of God to live in tents.
他不贪爱这个世界。
He didn't love the world.
为什么呢
？Why?
你要说严格起来，他根本看不起这个世界。
Strictly speaking, he looked down upon the world.
保罗说我们是世界所轻看的人，世界所嘲笑的人。
Paul says that we are people who are despised by this world.
我们在世界里面好像是不配的人。
It seems like we are undeserving of the world.
但是你从神的那边来看，
but if you look at it from the perspective of God,
这一些人是世界不配有的，他们只有在天上的城才配让他们居住的。
In fact, this group of people are those whom the world is not worthy of. Only heaven is worthy of them.
所以我们的思想要调整一下。
And therefore we ought to realign our thinking.
不是你不可以追求今生的富足。
It is not that you cannot pursue riches in this life.
当你用你的一生去追求这个富足，到后来却是空空。
But when you use your entire life to pursue riches in this life, what you get in the end will be nothing.
当你以为我可以 enjoy 了的时候，
when you think that you have enough and you can enjoy,
主耶稣说，今晚我要你的灵魂。
The Lord Jesus might tell you.Tonight, your soul will be required of you.
大概主耶稣不会今晚要你的灵魂呢。
Of course, the Lord Jesus will most likely not require of your soul tonight.
但是分分钟这个冠毒病就会来访问你。
But anytime, the coronavirus might come for you.
这个冠状病毒 没有挑选人的。
It doesn't select particular people to attack.
他没有说哇，这个是有钱人啊，有势力的人，不要去动他，去找成人国好了。
It will not decide that because you are rich and powerful, we not look for you, but you look for someone who is poor.
我最近在看啊，看到西方国家，我奇怪了，怎么那些部长啊，那一些高官啊，他们都中了这一些病毒呢？
I was taking a look at the news recently, and I was very surprised that in a lot of these Western countries, many of these members of parliament were infected.
在新加坡，目前病毒只是访问我们平民啊。
It seems like in Singapore, they are just attacking the commoners.
可是在外国，他们也访问了那些高官，就对了。
But in overseas, we see that even the high-ranking officials have been infected.
这个世界再一次让我们看到
what we see in the world today,
我们的生命在这个世界上真的是无常的。
That our life is indeed temporary.
我们不是常常说在这个非常时期，那你真的要非常小心。
Very often we say that in these uncertain times, you ought to be very careful.
你让你的生命就这样消失在这个世上，还是让你的生命可以进入永生，主为我们所预备的地方？
Would you just allow your life to be lost in this world, or would you want your life to go to the place where God has prepared for you?
主爱老底家教会。
The Lord loves the Church of the Laodicean.
所以主指出他们的问题，也叫他们要悔改。
And therefore the Lord pointed out their problems and wanted them to repent.
我们读十八节跟十九节。
Let's read verses 18 and 19. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
通常我们的孩子啊，我们骂他的时候，他就说我们变了，我们不爱他了。
Very often when we rebuke or scold our children, they will say that we have changed, we no longer love them.
他说人家姨妈的儿子啊，姨妈多么爱他，他要100块就给他500块。
And you will mention some distant relatives who loves him so much, who give him $500 when he just asks for $100.
我每一次要你给我100块，你算，你这个70块就够了。
Whenever I ask $100 from you, you calculate and just give me 70.
为什么这么便宜？因为那边有 30% discount.
Then you might ask, is it so cheap? And father will say, because there's 30% discount.
你要去找那些 discount 的店吗？
Of course you need to look for offers.
那就不用给100块，只有70块就够了，省了30块。
So you just need $70 to buy what you want.
他的心里会比较啊。
The child will compare.
他认为爸爸不爱他了。
And he feels that, the child feels that the father does not love him.
啊，等到他长大结婚做人家的爸爸了，啊，他终于明白了，原来爸爸是爱我的。
And when he has gotten married and then becomes a father himself, then he realizes how much his father had loved him.
我们也是常常埋怨主耶稣不爱我们，我们要的东西他不给我们。
Very often we also murmur and complain that the Lord Jesus does not love us because he does not give us what we want.
他要我们的我们又不太想要。
What he wants to give to us, that we do not desire.
所以主耶稣说
And therefore the Lord Jesus says,
凡我疼爱的我就责备管教他
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
所以你要发热心要悔改
And therefore be zealous and repent.
那要怎么样发热心怎么样悔改呢
How do we become zealous and repent?
主耶稣说你要我劝你向我买这三样
The Lord Jesus says, I counsel you to buy these three things from me.
所谓买就是要付出代价
To buy means you need to pay a price.
当然是不用付出金钱的代价啦。
This price is not paid in dollars and cents.
但是你却需要付出你的时间。
But you need to put in your time.
你需要付出你的热忱的心。
You need to put in your commitment.
你要付出悔改的心。
You need to put in a heart of repentance.
圣灵是白白赏赐给我们的。
The Holy Spirit is given to us free of charge.
但是你却是要向主买的。
But you need to buy it from the Lord.
用你的心
with your heart.
一种热忱的心，一种悔改的心。
With a zealous heart, with a heart of repentance.
再付出一些时间。
And you need to put in time.
向主买。
To buy it from the Lord.
你不愿意付出代价，你买不到的。
If you are not willing to pay the price, then you will not be able to buy it from the Lord.
你难道想主耶稣直接把圣灵放进你的心里面，连祷告求都不用求吗？
Do you expect the Lord Jesus to pour down His Holy Spirit on you without even you asking?
给你一张支票进入银行，你说麻烦了，现在银行也要排队，尤其非常时期。
Give you a blank check to deposit in the bank, and yet you still complain. I don't want to go to the bank to queue up.
现在不是有自动进我的户口吗？那就好了。
I can just transfer the money into my account.
我要钱我就自己去拿。
Then I can just collect from when I need the money.
以前我们拿到 check 啊，多么开心啊！虽然放进 bank。还要等几天啊，我们都很高兴了。
In the past, when we receive a check, we are very happy because even if we needed to wait a few days for the check to clear, we are willing to wait.
但是现在我们连拿去进银行去排队，我们都麻烦了，最好 automatic 的。
But today, even to deposit the check at the bank, seems too troublesome for us. We want everything to be done automatically for us.
这也不要紧啊。科技发达嘛，对不对？这就是进步嘛。
Of course, this doesn't really matter because this is advancement in technology.
但在信仰上，你也要这样吗？
But we seem to apply the same things to our life of faith as well.
我们很多时候却是希望是这样啊。
Many a times we have this mentality.
耶稣 automatic 保护我们，耶稣 automatic 给圣灵我们，什么都 automatic.
We want everything to be done for us automatically. The Lord Jesus to just protect us. Lord Jesus to just give us the Holy Spirit.
连祷告我们说主啊，不用安息日来教会吧，我们安息日在家里用心拜你就好了，直接的来的。
And we tell the Lord Jesus, Oh Lord, there's no need for us to come to the church on the Sabbath day. We'll just worship you at home.
你不是无所不知的吗？难道怎么还要叫我们来到你的殿立名的地方来守安息日来敬拜你呢？
Why is it, aren't you omniscient? Is there a need for us to go to the place where your name is named to worship you?
但是主耶稣说，
But the Lord Jesus tells us,
我劝你来向我买。
I counsel you to buy from me.
所以我们要来到主的面前向主耶稣买。
Therefore let us come before the Lord to buy from the Lord.
你不要向世界买。
You cannot buy from the world.
世界上买到的东西很美丽，但是不耐用的。
What you can buy from the world might be beautiful, but it will not last.
都是会朽坏的。
It will be corrupted.
我们向主买的东西，那才是永恒的，不会朽坏的。
But what we buy from the Lord is eternal, it is incorruptible.
你常常告诉我，哎呀，不要去买 IKEA 的东西了，那个很容易坏的，不耐用的。
We often tell other people don't buy anything furniture from IKEA. They are cheap, but they don't last.
有没有 IKEA 的经理在这里啊？工人在这里，我不是要特别讲 IKEA 哦，这是人家讲的啦，我是照人家的话这样讲的。
I hope I'm not offending anyone working at IKEA here, but this is what people tell me.
Correct 一下，不要讲 IKEA 加一啊。好了，你要买名牌的，你要买 good quality 的。但是再 good quality 到最后还是 no good 的。
Even if you buy branded goods or a very good quality good, at the end it will be destroyed.
就是说这世上的一切都要毁灭的。
The Lord Jesus tells us that everything in the world will be destroyed.
所以我们要有一种的觉悟。
Therefore let us have this realization.
我们要向主买，不要向世界买。
We must buy from the Lord, not from the world.
第一就是要买火炼的金子。
Gold refined in the fire.
金子就是代表这个信心啊。
Of course, gold refers to our faith.
但不是所有的金子都经得起火炼。
But not all gold, can withstand refinement in the fire.
只有真金才经得起火炼。
Only genuine gold can be refined in the fire.
同样的，不是所有的信心都经得起火的考炼。
Likewise, not all faith can pass through the test of fire.
所以我们要向主耶稣买火炼的金子。
Therefore, we must buy from the Lord gold refined.In the fire.
就是说求主耶稣帮助我们坚固我们的信心，让我们的信心能经得起各种的考验。
In other words, we must ask the Lord to strengthen our faith so that our faith can pass all sorts of tests.
因为真信心才能够承受真的国度。
Because only a genuine and true faith can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
第二就是要买白衣穿上。
The secondly, we must buy white garments.
老底家教会啊，哎呦，对不起，老底家城啊，特别出名出产这个毛衣的。羊毛衣。
The city of Laodicea is very famous for making this garment.
他们有一种很特别的羊毛衣，叫做自美大这个。
They have this very special garment known as Trimita.
整个亚细亚都非常的流行和吃香。
It is very popular in Minor Asia.
你穿上这一件自美大，哇，那些人刚看到看到指指点点在那边。
When you put this Trimita on, everyone will look up to you.
他们甚至夸口啊，他们这一个所做的这个自美大可以穿一辈子都不会坏的。
In fact, they guarantee you that this garment Trimita will never spoil in your lifetime.
可是在主耶稣的眼中，哪里有不朽坏的衣服的？
But in the eyes of the Lord, there are no garments that can last forever.
只有你向主耶稣买的白衣，那就真的是永远不会朽坏的。
Only if you buy this white garment from the Lord, which will be incorruptible.
你穿上向主买的白衣，那就不会赤身露体了，因为它不会朽坏。
And therefore, if you buy this white garment from the Lord, you will be clothed and not be naked.
但是我们不是已经在信主的时候就已经穿上主耶稣给我们的白衣了吗？
But haven't we already put on this white garment from the Lord when we believed in Him?
那为什么还要向主耶稣买这个白衣呢？
Yet why should we buy this white garment from the Lord?
这并不是说要去买另外一件白衣来做 spare 的。
This is not telling us to buy a spare white garment.
然乃是因为我们穿上的白衣会沾染污秽。
Because the white garment that we have put on is sometimes defiled.
然后我们要觉洗净这个污秽。
And therefore we need to cleanse ourselves.
可是靠我们自己的能力没有办法洗净这些污秽的。
Of course, you cannot cleanse yourself relying on yourself.
我们只有求主耶稣怜悯饶恕我们的罪过，把这个污秽洗净。
We can only rely on the Lord to ask the Lord for forgiveness to cleanse our garments.
让我们的白衣仍然是圣洁的。
So that our garments will still be white.
这就只有你向主耶稣来买，向主耶稣来祈求。
And therefore, you can only buy this from the Lord. You can only ask of this from the Lord.
就像约翰在约翰一书第一章第九节所说的。
As what John tells us in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的。他的道也不在我们心里了。许多人以为我们可以靠我们自己达到完全，达到圣洁。
Many people think that have the misconception that they can rely on themselves to achieve perfection.
因为如果你不完全不圣洁，你不能够进入神的国的。
Because if you are not perfected, then you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我现在还没有完全圣洁，可是到我死的那一天啊，我一定是完全圣洁了的。
And even though I'm not perfected today, I believe that I'll be perfected when I die.
我听过许多人讲这样的话，但是他们离世之后，我看他们，单单我看他们，我都看到有好几个地方，我都摇摇头的。他怎么说他完全圣洁？
I've heard this from a few people, but when they pass away, they look nothing like perfection.
他们是我尊敬的长辈。
They were my elders whom I respected.
他们也很努力灵修的。
They also put in the effort to spiritually nurture themselves.
但是他们想靠自己的努力来让自己达到完全，可能吗？
But they want to rely on their own effort to reach perfection. Is that possible?
他们很有把握说可能的，我到那一天我就完全了。
And they are very confident to claim that they will be perfected on the day that they die.
但是单单我参加他们的丧礼，看他们的过去，回想他们所做的，我都觉得有很多不完全的地方，那主耶稣来看会看到完全吗？
But just based on my own observation when I attend their funerals and I think back on their life and all the imperfections that they have shown, would the Lord Jesus see them as perfect?
那是不是我在说他们不能够得救？
Am I saying that they cannot be saved?
不是。
No.
我相信他们会得救的。
I believe that they will be saved.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣会 怜悯饶恕他们罪过的。
Because the Lord Jesus is merciful, and the Lord Jesus will forgive them of their sins.
我相信他们也知道。
And I believe that they also know.
我们真的需要神的怜悯和饶恕。
That all of us need the grace and the forgiveness of our Lord.
当然，我不是说你不用努力，你只要求主饶恕，那你是在欺骗自己。
Of course, I'm not saying that you don't put in your effort to nurture yourself spiritually and just ask the Lord for forgiveness. Then you're lying to yourself.
不用担心啦，到那一天 ，I'm sorry, sir. No, I'm sorry, Lord.
Don't be worried.On the last day, just apologize to the Lord Jesus.
那平时自己都不愿意努力来追求。
But in other times, we don't see you putting in the effort to pursue perfection.
都没有一种悔改的心。
You have no heart. You do not show a repentant heart.
只是相信主会怜悯我、饶恕我的。
You only believe that the Lord will have mercy on you to forgive you of your sins.
好像老底家教会一样。
Just like the church in Laodicea.
他们认为我们已经信主，我们是神的儿女了。
They reckon that they have already believed in the Lord. We are the children of God.
我们又没有犯什么大罪啊。
We have not committed mortal sins.
我们又不是拜偶像，又不去犯奸淫。
I have not worshipped idols. I have not committed adultery.
我们只不过是比较贪爱世界而已了。
It is just that I love the world slightly more.
这也不是犯罪啊。
It is not a sin.
我们只是赏识神创造的一切啊。
We are just enjoying what God has created for us.
我们环游世界，这不是神创造的美丽的世界。
We are just traveling around the world, enjoying the creation of God.
嗯，我们吃这些东西不是神为我们预备的食物吗？感谢领受，这样有错。
I'm just eating food that God has created for me.
但如果你只是环游世界，只是吃喝玩乐，那你就要被主耶稣责备了。
But if you are just enjoying yourself, traveling around the world, eating all sorts of delicacies, then the Lord Jesus will definitely rebuke you.
你还有这么多的缺点。
You have so many imperfections.
但是你却不愿意去买，去追求。
Yet you are not willing to buy this from the Lord, you are not willing to pursue.
主要责备这样的人。
And therefore the Lord Jesus will rebuke this kind of people.
如果我们尽了我们的努力。
If we have put in our effort.
像约翰说的。
Just as what John said.
我们来祈求神饶恕我们力不足的地方。
Then we ask the Lord to forgive us of the areas that where we still fall short.
主会饶恕我们的。
The Lord will forgive us.
因此我们需要来到主的面前，向主买白衣，来洁净我们衣服上的污秽。
And therefore, there is a need for us to come to the Lord to buy this white garment from the Lord.
让我们的白衣仍然是圣洁的
，so that the garments that we have put on will still be white.
那第三就是要买眼药擦你的眼睛。
And the third is to anoint your eyes with eye salve.
老底嘉城也是一个很著名的。医药中心。
The city of Laodicea is also a city very famous for medicine.
他们特别闻名两种成药，就是耳药和眼药。
They are famous for two kinds of medication, one for the ears and the other for the eyes.
所以老底家的人啊，耳朵很灵，眼睛很亮。
And therefore, the people of the Laodiceans, they had sharp eyes and they could hear clearly.
人家说，哦，那边有钱拿，你还说什么东西啊？钱都给人家拿光了。
Someone shouts out, no, there's free money for you to collect. Before you realize what has happened, the people from Laodicea has already collected all the money.
所以老底嘉教会的信徒啊，他们耳朵很灵啊，他们的眼睛很亮啊，所以他们发了财，什么都没有缺乏。
And that is why the members of the church of Laodicea, they could see clearly and could hear quickly. They were rich. They had need of nothing.
因为老底嘉城的耳药跟眼药帮助了他们。
Because the eye salve as well as the ear medication helped them.
但是他们属灵的眼睛却好像瞎了一样，看不见那个永生的道路，只是看到发财的道路。
But their spiritual eyes had already been blinded; they could not see the way to eternal life. They could only see the way to worldly riches.
看不到他们还有短短的几年，他们就结束了，什么都不能够带走的。
And they do not realize that their life was short. and they could bring nothing away.
所以主耶稣告诉他们
，which is why the Lord Jesus told them,
你要向我买眼药，让你看得见。
You must anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
主的眼药是什么
？What is this?
那就是圣灵
and that this is referring to the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书第一章十八节
in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18,
保罗说求圣灵照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们看得见在天上我们要得的基业是何等的荣耀。
Paul says that the Holy Spirit might enlighten our eyes that we may know what is the hope of His calling.
所以你看许多人初初得到圣灵的时候或者被圣灵感动的时候啊，你看他不再贪恋世上的东西，很多东西他都能够放得下，反而他很发起热心悔改来到主的面前了。
We see that this is often the case when someone is first moved by the Holy Spirit or received the Holy Spirit, they look lightly upon the riches of the world, they are suddenly very motivated and zealous for the things of God.
你怎么样的劝他他都有听没有到。
No matter how you advise him, you reject your advice.
你说要来教会啊，他说会的会的，你放心。
You tell him to come to church. He say, I will come.
你说你骗人，你说会的，结果又没有来。
And then you ask him, you said you would come, you promised me you come, yet you didn't appear.
我没有骗你啊，我说我会来啊，不过不是今天，也不是现在啊。
I said I will come. I didn't say I will come now.
有一天我一定会来的。
I said I will come one day.
那你就慢慢等啊。
And then you can slowly wait for him to come.
主耶稣也会等你的。
The Lord Jesus is also waiting.
但是有一个期限的。
But there is a deadline.
等到最后的期限，就是把门关上了。
When the deadline comes, you will close the door of grace.
那个时候你来敲门了。
At that time, you will have to knock on the door.
但是主耶稣不会再开门了。
But the Lord Jesus will not open the door again.
你能够说主耶稣忍心吗
？Can you say,
拒绝我在门外吗
Can you then say that the Lord Jesus is merciless for having closed the door?
耶稣说我的门为你开了那么久。
The Lord Jesus will tell you that I have opened the door open for you.
也发出了那么多的呼声来呼召。
I have called out to you so often.
你总是有听没有到。
You have heard my calling, but you have never heeded my calling.
你总是说有一天。
You keep on saying that there will be one day when I will come.
但是如果那一天是门关上的时候，那你怎么办
？But what if the day that the door closes comes?
所以圣经总是提醒我们。
And therefore the Bible is often reminding.
趁着那个门还开的时候
，while the door is still open,
我们要把握这个机会。
Let us grab hold of the opportunity.
所以我们要祈求圣灵感动我们，充满我们。
And therefore we must ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
那第三个问题是什么
？What was the third problem？
我想这是最重要的一个问题。
I believe that this is the most important problem。
我们读二十跟二十一节。
Let us read verses 20 and 21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne.
信主的人不是已经有主在我们的心里？
Isn't the Lord already in our hearts when we believe in the Lord?
应该是这样的。
This should be the case.
但事实上，却好多信徒的心里面却是没有主在里面的。
But in reality, many members do not have the Lord in their hearts.
他们只是在头脑里头偶尔想起主而已。
They only think of the Lord once in a while.
你心里有主，跟你头脑想起主，那是根本两个不同的境界。
To have the Lord.Sitting in your heart is very different from you thinking of the Lord sometimes.
当然，如果你在逻辑上来讲，你的心就是你的头脑了，对不对？你头脑就是你的心。但是在感情上来讲，那是根本不一样的东西。
Of course, logically speaking, the when we talk about the heart, we're referring to the mind, but emotionally, these two things are different.
所以我们要来检讨我们的信仰，自己的信仰。
Therefore, we ought to examine our own faith.
我们的头脑是相信主的。
We believe in the Lord in our mind.
我们熟悉66卷圣经的话。
We are very familiar with the words in all 66 books of the Bible.
但是真的在我们里面吗？还是主在门外叩门
？But the question is the Lord really in your heart or is he outside knocking on the door.
其实主耶稣可以直接进入我们的心，不用叩门的。
In fact, the Lord could have come in, directly come into your heart without knocking on the heart of, door of your heart.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为按照法律来说。
Because according to the law,
我们自己承认耶稣是我的主。
We already acknowledge that the Jesus is our Lord.
他把我买了，我是属于他的。
He has redeemed us, and therefore we belong to Him.
如果你不相信
，If you don't believe it,
我可以拿 certificate 给你看的。
I can even show you the certificate.
是什么 certificate?
What is that?
洗礼证明书。
And that is our baptism cert.
你们还有吗
？Do you still have your baptism cert?
那一个证明书证明这一天主耶稣用他的宝血买了我，我甘心做他的儿女，他是我的主。
The certificate shows that on this particular day, I gave up my life to the Lord, and accepted Him as my master.
所以主耶稣他可以直接进入我们心的。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus could have immediately entered your heart.
但为什么他要叩门呢
？But why would he stand at the door and knock?
因为他不愿意勉强人。
Because he does not want to force himself on anyone.
所以按照逻辑，他是直接进我们的心就好了。但是按照感情，他不愿意勉强我们的感情。
Logically speaking, he could directly enter your heart and rule over you, but emotionally, this is not what he wants to do.
所以要你自己甘愿。
He wants you.To do it willingly.
他要你自己觉得这个情才是最宝贵，这个爱才是我最需要的。
He wants you to esteem this relationship and his love.
雅歌里面呢，就是谈这种的爱。
The Songs of Solomon talks about this kind of love.
我们看雅歌第五章。
Let us turn to Songs of Solomon chapter 5.
我们读第二节跟第三节。
Let us read verses 2 and verse 3. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved.He knocked, saying, Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. Verse 3. I've taken off my robe, how can I put it on again? I've washed my feet, how can I defile them?
第六节。
Verse 6. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him.But they gave me no answer.
雅歌里面的良人就是指我们的主耶稣基督，我们的新郎。
Of course, the beloved in the Songs of Solomon refers to our Lord Jesus.
这个佳偶就是教会，就是心腹，也就是我们这些信徒。
And this, the Shulamite woman refers to all of us, the church.
那我们看到主在那边叩门。
We see the Lord knocking on the door.
他说我的佳偶你给我开门
Open for me, my sister, my love
我的头满了露水
For my head is covered with dew
我的头发被夜露滴湿
My locks with the drops of the night
你想想看你走一段路晚上有露水啦但是你要走多远的路多久的路那个露水才会滴湿你的头发呢
Of course, if you walk in the night, you might have dew on you, but how far do you need to walk to have your whole head covered with dew?
又或者在那边叩门叩了好久了，连他的头发都湿了这些露水了。
How long has he been knocking at the door so that his whole head is covered with dew?
但是这个家伙还是有很好的理由来拒绝不开门。
The loved one, she had a very good reason not to open the door.
这些理由你想起来都好笑的，好像小孩子在骗大人一样。
Yeah, now this kind of reasons are laughable. It seems like a child trying to trick an adult.
我换了睡衣了，怎么再换呢？
Hi, I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again?
我已经洗干净脚上床了，那怎么又再污秽我的脚呢？
I've washed my feet. How can I defile them?
请问你换件衣服要多少时间
May I ask how long would it take for you to change your robe?
你的脚踏出门外肮脏了再洗要花多久
How long would you take to wash your feet again if you were to step out of the door?
这是不是个很幼稚的借口
Isn't this a very childish excuse?
但是他却认为他有理由不开门
But the Shulamite woman thought that she had all the reason in the world not to open the door.
不知道等到多久啊, 她终于自己良心发现良心有愧了。
But after a long period of time, she was conscience stricken.
她终于起来开门了。
And therefore she stood up to open the door.
但是这个良人已经走了。
But his beloved had turned away.
那我们看到她真的是悔改了。
And we see that she had truly repented.
她真的需要良人的爱了。
She truly desired the love of her beloved.
她不再是拿任何的借口、任何的理由来敷衍他了。
She no longer gave any excuses to the beloved.
因为他没有说开了不见，不见就不见嘛，走就走吧，好稀罕嘛。Because
when she opened the door and the beloved was gone, she didn't say so be it, be gone. She closed the door again.
你看到她去寻找。
We see that she was different. She went to look for her beloved. She called out to him.
你再读下去，她看到谁就去打听，就问。
Whomever she met, she would ask whether they had seen her beloved.
她真的悔改了。
She had truly repented.
但是良人不在了。
But the beloved was gone.
这不是件很遗憾的事情吗？
Isn't this such a pity?
说的就是我们。
But this actually describes all of us.
我们的主在叩门。
Our Lord is knocking at the door.
但是我们却常常心里面什么东西都可以进来，但是主耶稣进来呢，我们却把它放在一边。
But we tend to allow anything to enter our hearts except the Lord Jesus.
爸爸说，好了，下个礼拜我买给你了。
Your father tells you, the father says, I will buy this for you next week.
你说 no， 我要现在就要 ，very important to me。
But you say no， I want this thing now because it is important to me。
所以你看，对世界上好多的东西啊，我们立刻就要。
Therefore we see that we want the things of the world immediately。
那爸爸在那边摇摇头啊。
The father shakes his head。
不过他没有办法，这个孩子就是还小嘛。
But no, there's nothing he can do because the child is still young.
那我们在信仰上也是这样吗？
But are we also like this in our faith?
什么时候我们能够长大呢？
When do we mature?
什么时候我们才知道什么才是我们人生最宝贵、最重要的东西？
When will we realize what is the most important thing in our life?
耶稣说，
Lord Jesus tells us,
很多东西都可以少的，但有一样是不可以少的。
There are many things that you can do without, but there is one thing that is most important.
没有了这一样, 你真的是永永远远后悔的。
And without this thing, you will regret it forever.
而且不只是永永远远后悔, 而是永永远远痛苦, 那才是可怕的。
And you will not just regret forever, you've been suffering forever.
所以我们要打开心门, 让主进来。
Therefore, let us open the door of our hearts and allow the Lord Jesus to come in.
你有没有想过为什么主耶稣一定要进入我们的心里面？
Have you ever wondered why the Lord Jesus wants to go into your heart?
他有解释。
In fact, he says here,
他说我要进去，你跟我一同坐席。
I will grant to him with me on my to sit with me on my throne.
以前我们的生命 我们自己掌管，我想怎样我就怎样。
In the past, we controlled our own life, we did what we wanted.
但是我们明白道理以后，
But when we were enlightened by the truth,
我们知道耶稣才是我们生命的主。
We understood that Jesus is in fact the Lord of our lives.
我们就要让主耶稣来跟我们一同管理我们的生命。
Then we should allow the Lord Jesus to rule over our lives.
因为靠我们自己没有办法让我们的生命进入永生的。
Because we cannot rely on ourselves to enter into eternal life.
除非你不要永生，你说我要跟魔鬼在一起。
Only if you do not want to receive eternal life and want to be with the devil.
地狱很热闹的，很多人的。
Some people say, you know, the hell is very, you know, there are a lot of people in hell.
如果你做这样的选择，那没有话说了。
Now, of course, you have made such a choice, then I have nothing more to say.
如果你要进入永生，
But if you want to enter into eternal life,
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
你只有让主耶稣进入你的内心，跟你一同掌管你的生命。
Only if you allow the Lord Jesus to enter your hearts and allow him to rule over your life.
你听主说，
Let's listen to what the Lord says.
21节，
Verse 21，
得胜的，我要赐给他在我的宝座上跟我一同坐。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne.
如果现在你不让耶稣跟你一同作戏，
If you do not allow the Lord to come in and dine with you,
你想当然主耶稣再来的时候，你能跟主耶稣一同在天上作戏吗？
You have to ask yourself, when the Lord Jesus comes again, will you be able to sit with him on his throne?
所以我们要做得胜者。
Therefore let us be victors.
要得胜自己。
To overcome ourselves,
让自己甘心打开门，让主进入我们的内心，跟我们一同作息，一同管理我们的生命。
To overcome ourselves, open up the door to the Lord to dine with us.
当我们将来在天上能够跟主一同作息，
Then in the future, in the kingdom of heaven, we will sit with him on his throne.
求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us.
让我们都是做一个愿意打开心门，让主作息的得胜者。
Let us be a victor who is willing to open up the door of our hearts to allow the Lord to dine in with us.
唱诗437首。
Let us sing hymn 437.